The anti-Taliban forces of the Northern Alliance report they have entered the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Rebel commanders there say their troops broke through Taliban defenses around the city, overran the airport, and are moving through the city one neighborhood at a time. NPR's Tom Jaltons at the Pentagon. Tom, what do you hear from Defense Department officials on this development?
No confirmation yet, Bob. Pentagon officials were asked about these reports here this morning, and they said that that would be good news if it were true, but they cannot confirm it. In fact, they've been a bit wary of opposition claims to be making progress around Mazar-e-Sharif in the past few days. But these reports this morning seem fairly hard. You have opposition people saying they're speaking by satellite phone from inside Mazar-e-Sharif. I can say this: if these reports do turn out to be true, the Pentagon will just be thrilled getting the opposition forces into Mazar-e-Sharif and getting the Taliban out has been the key short-term U.S. objective in Afghanistan over the last couple of weeks. General Tommy Franks, who's commanding the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, was asked just yesterday about the importance of Mazar-e-Sharif. He said, yes, we are interested in Mazar-e-Sharif, and that would be one of General Frank's classic understatements.
Yeah, well, why is he interested?
The strategic location of Mazar-e-Sharif is what makes it so important. It's in northern Afghanistan, and it sits astride a crossroads. The road to the north leads to Uzbekistan, so if the opposition forces are able to take control of that road and move into Mazar-e-Sharif, the United States and relief agencies, for that matter, will be able to move supplies, humanitarian supplies in the first place, into that area. There are 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 displaced people in the north of Afghanistan around Mazar-e-Sharif. The only way to provide good humanitarian aid for them is overland. This would enable a land bridge to be established, and if, in fact, controlling the airport is part of this, then they could even fly in supplies to that airport. The other thing is there's an east-west highway that goes through Mazar-e-Sharif, and if the opposition controls that highway, the Taliban is effectively isolated in the east. So for strategic reasons, both in terms of getting humanitarian aid into northern Afghanistan and isolating the Taliban, it's very important. The other thing is kind of a psychological factor. Mazar-e-Sharif has been viciously fought over in recent years. If it in fact has fallen now, that'll be a real blow to the Taliban and a real boost to the opposition. And of course, back here in the United States, it would be a welcome development in a campaign that has not had a lot so far.
So what led to this breakthrough? Was it the U.S. bombing?
The U.S. air raids must have taken a real toll on the Taliban. We've heard reports that there are very heavy Taliban casualties. You know, the U.S. air raids were targeting the Taliban troops themselves in those frontline positions around Mazar-e-Sharif. There have been reports of hundreds of casualties. The Northern Alliance forces have been poised around Mazar-e-Sharif for weeks and unable to move into the city. In fact, the Taliban had counterattacked at one point. But now, in the last couple of weeks, with very heavy U.S. bombing around Mazar-e-Sharif, that appears to have made the difference.
NPR's Tom Jaltons at the Pentagon.